Heal thyself. Key 1. Eliminate diseases of the heart. Condemnation. The next disease that can only be cured by ourselves is condemnation. On rare occasions, condemnation of an action is warranted when someone has knowingly done something harmful that was voluntary and unnecessary. When someone made a commitment in reality, not just in someone's imagination, and fails to keep it, condemnation can be appropriate. When someone fails to uphold an oath of office, condemnation of the relevant action is appropriate. But often people are full of condemnation for very strange reasons. Human beings are quick to condemn others, and sometimes ourselves too. Most of the time we don't have all the information we would need to make a fair judgment. Most of the time it is not within our province to condemn in the first place. Usually people don't examine themselves with the same scrutiny they apply to others. Many are eager to throw stones even though they have, or would have, done the same thing. Some condemn themselves too readily, and some condemn others too readily. Condemnation is an action of the heart. It is usually associated with mental evaluation, but it is possible to conclude that someone is in the wrong without condemning the person in our hearts. Evaluating other people's actions is necessary, and it's important to remember our evaluations. But condemning others or ourselves in our hearts is usually unnecessary and unjustified. Making a mistake is not a condemnable action, but gross negligence or malfeasance is. Doing something one truly didn't realize was harmful is not a condemnable action, but doing it again might be. In all cases, repairing the damage and compensating the harmed is appropriate. Condemnations burden the heart. They make our spirit heavy. They cost energy. They cause our minds to close and make us more likely to be cruel, unreasonable, and inhumane. There is often an underlying trace of pride, a sense of superiority. Condemnations resound within our own mind and body and contribute to our own disease. If we condemn someone unjustly, perhaps because we don't have all the information or because we lack the necessary insight and we refuse to let it go, then someday, sometime, we will find ourselves doing the same behavior. We learn from our own experience why our original condemnation was unjust. If we let it go in advance, we can learn it in easier ways because we are more open. The only way to eliminate condemnation is to decide in one's heart, with one's own will, to let it go. We need to retain our evaluations, our truthfulness. If an action was wrong, it was wrong. If restoration is required, we need to admit it. If a person is harmful and dangerous, we need to accept and remember the fact. But carrying condemnations around with us weighs us down and can make us ill. To release condemnation, it can help to remember mistakes we have made and let the light of forgiveness shine into our heart and onto others too. It can help to look at the whole situation and ask whether we could have ever done something similar. It can help to remember someone's good actions, or to make an effort to love the person's soul, or to surrender our condemnation to God. It can help to do service to others. At some point, we just let go of condemnation, thereby becoming freer and lighter.